Okay, so let's get started with today's daf. Today's daf is Chulun daf Chav Ches. We are into the second parak. We'll start with Chav Zayin and Mabez on the bottom. I hope sometime today to give a shir, hopefully maybe tonight sometime, an overview and summary of the first parak. By the Shem, when that is up, I will let everyone know. Okay, so let's start with the last line of Chav Zayin Mabez. So the sugya that is being discussed here is based on the statement of Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas, six lines up from the bottom, whether Shechita La'of is Min HaTorah or not. Yesterday we had the discussion of where does one do Shechita from, if it's Min HaTzavar, what is the source of Min HaTzavar, and we had all the different sources, and then ultimately we maybe said it's just a Mesorah, it's not based on a Pasuk. We spoke a little bit about fish, which we have spoken about in the past. Asifasan zuhi shchitasan. So then, Rev Yitzchak ben Pinchas said, "Ein shchita la'of min haTorah." There is no shchita da min la'of min haTorah. Meaning, in the Torah, it does not say that shchita needs to be of needs to be b'shchita. Right? Rashi says fourth to last skinny line. The hekesha dezos Torahs. I wonder at the pasuk that compares all different types of animals. La akushi behema l'malika sa'of. Comparing it to Malika, the Afilu Mitar Shabal Pet, May Allah Moshe Visina, Elo Elam Devei Sofrim. It's only a Dindra Banan that Shechita has to be that Oaf requires Shechita. And then Rashi continues, the Ein Nevelas Oaf Keruya Nevela, Ela Imkein Mesa Me Eleha O Harga Bimaka Shaloi De Simanim. And when is there Tumas Nevela by a bird? If Bida Raisa, you don't need Shechita. So when is there Tumas Nevela? So Rashi says, only if it dies by itself, or you killed it, Shelo al Yedei Simanim, not through its Simanim. Right, so that's when it would still be Matami Mishum Nevela. But Nechiro Ikur Simanim, that would be Kasher, and that would not create a Nevela. Right? This relates to Machlokas I wanted to start off with, and that is the Machlokas between the Rashba and the Meiri right here. Even according to the Manda Amar, then there's Ein Shechitas, Ein Shechita, La'of Min HaTorah, does one have to cut the simanim? If there's no Shechitas Of, says the Rashba, even according to that Manda Amar, you still have to do something to the simanim, you just don't have to do Shechita. Says the Rashba, She'ilu Hikau, Mitkamar Tani Le'isak, and Mashba, Afilu Manda Amar, Ein Shechita, La'of Min HaTorah, Chaticha Simanim Mia Be'inan, She'ilu Hikau Al Rosh Vabes. Let's say somebody just smashes an animal on its head, and the animal dies. Osha Chatach Kneged Libo, Hareza Nevela, Ve'ena taraso ela min hatzavar. The din of min hatzavar from yesterday still applies. You just don't need shchitas of min hatorah. But you still need min hatzavar. She'en oged bo'ach shchita ve'en posel bo'ach she'edrasa chalada. All the psulei shchita don't apply. That's all it means, ein shchita lo'of min hatorah. It still has to be min hatzavar. And the Meiri says, I don't know what you're talking about. Shchita lo'of shchita, by definition, is min hatzavar. And therefore, if you don't need shchita, you don't need anything min hatzavar. It's machlokas with the Rashba and the Meiri. The Rashi seems to be going like the Rashba. Rashi on that first wide line on yesterday's daf, Chav Zayin Mabez, says Nevel is only if it dies by itself or it's kil shaloi de simanim, meaning if it's done de simanim. So it seems like Rashi is like the Rashba, but we could focus more into it. Okay, so let's go to the last line. Tashma, start with that last proof. Hashochet v'tzarech ladam chayev lachasos. Somebody shechs and he's purely shechting because he needs blood, not because he wants to shech the animal, but he needs some blood for some purpose. So says the Tosefta, chayev lachasos. One still has to do the mitzvah of kisui hadam, which we will have a whole parak about later on. Mitzvah of kisui hadam. One still has to do the mitzvah of kisui, even though you want the blood. And therefore, if you do the mitzvah of kisui, what's kisui? You have to cover it with dirt. You have to cover it with sawdust. We'll see exactly what you can cover it with. But covering it's going to ruin the blood. So the whole purpose of your shechting is going to be fruitless. The answer is tough luck. Tough luck. There's a mitzvah of kisui adam, and therefore you have to, that's it. Rashi says in the last line, v'shuv lo yira el malacha. Even though it's not going to be worth it to you, to do this, and you're going to ruin it, you still have the mitzvah of kisui. The only way to do it is somehow to get out of the mitzvah of kisui. How do you get out of the mitzvah of kisui? We know it's automatic. There's even a lumdus, which Bezer will talk about later on, and that is, we know somebody does shchita, misha shachat hu kisa. He is the one who is zochet to do the mitzvah of kisui adam. Whoever shechs is the one. That's what the Gemara talks about in that context about stealing mitzvahs. Let's say somebody comes over right after I shecht and they butt me off and they do the mitzvah of kisui. So they have to pay me 10 zehuvim, to pay me 10 gold coins, because they stole a mitzvah from me. What do you mean they stole a mitzvah? Why is it my mitzvah? The answer is there's a connection between kisui and shechita. There's a lumdus that seems to say that kisui is even gemar shechita. Again, it's two mitzvahs, but in a certain sense, it's the gemar of shechita. It's finishing off a process. So the gemara says that if somebody does shechita purely because he needs the blood, tough luck on him. He has to still cover the dam, even though it's going to get ruined. Ketzad hu oseh, what should he do in order not to have the mitzvah of kisui hadam? Oh no, chero o okro. He should kill the animal in some other way. Kisui hadam is only after shechita. But if you don't do shechita, if you just kill the animal, you rip out the simanim, you cut it by the nostrils, so there's no mitzvah of kisui hadam. So says the Gemara, 1 second. My lav ba'of. Isn't this Tosefta also talking about oaf? The Rashba says, why would we think that it's also talking about oaf? Because it's a lashon zachar, no charo or okro. We're not talking about behema, no chara or okra. Right? It's zachar, so we should also talk about oaf. So aren't we also talking about oaf? To kaboile le demailich linicha. And why would you need blood? What is bird blood used for? It's used, Rashi explains, to get away some bugs, some moths. Tolas hagadilim a big day tzemer. A type of worm that lives amongst the woolen clothing. Some type of bug that ruins woolen clothing. So if you smear blood somewhere on the edges maybe, so it'll keep out the bug, the worm, and then you wash it off when you want to use it. So isn't this what the Tosefta is talking about? That you're killing a bird, and the problem is, but if ain't shechita lo ben haTorah, then you should require kisui adam, even if you don't do shechita. Right? Shechita is only derabanan according to the statement ain't shechita lo ben haTorah. So kisui should go, would be even more expanded. That's the question. So aren't we also talking about birds? Well, you need the blood for this purpose. So says the Gemara, lo, bichayo, we're only talking about chayos, to kaboy le ledme lelacha, that you need the blood for some other purpose that you use blood of a chaya for. You need it for dye, seva or adom. And that's why you're doing it. Why does it say behema? Ophos and chayos, why does it say behema? Pashit. There's no mitzvah of kisui adam by behemoth. Only by chayos and ophos. That doesn't suggest behema. We'll learn that when we talk about kisui adam, because there is no mitzvah of kisui adam when it comes to a behema. Only chayos and ophos. It's interesting Taz that some of the achronim make note of. The Taz quotes our Gemara in a context where he was asked a shayla by the tanners of his day. Kufyud Zayin. Simen Kuf Yitzayin, this is in Hilchus Ma'achol Yovdei Kochavim. What simen is this about? The simen is Shelo La'aso Schora Midvar Isser. It's an Isser D'Rabbanan. Mishnah has discussed this in Shvius. Isser D'Rabbanan to do business with Treif. To do business. Even though Me'ikar Mida Araisa, I'm allowed to sell Nevela. The Pasuk says, you're allowed to sell Nevela. You're only not allowed to eat Nevela. But you're allowed to sell Nevela. There's an Isser D'Rabbanan to do business with non-kosher items. That's the iser. Kol davar she'asur, the simon starts off. Kol davar she'asur min haTorah, af al pi shemutar bahana'a, im hu davar miyuchad l'maicho, asur la'asos bo schora. I'm allowed to do business with it. Right? Big Shiloh. You're allowed to do business with, you're allowed to have stocks in a non-kosher restaurant. Is that called doing business? Right? Shiloh comes up on Pesach also, by a chametz restaurant. But that's the, it all starts off with this, was based on a Mishnah in Shvius, and here it is in the Shulchan Aruch Kuf Yud-Zayin. So the Taz there, in Sifkat and Dalid, was asked to Shiloh. Nish Alti, he quotes a Shiloh. Al Dvar HaTayashim, HaGedolim SheBegalil Ze Darkan Shel Baalei Malachos Shelo Liknos HaOros Ela Kishen Nochrim Osam Avalo Shochtin BeBeishem Miskalkalim Ksas. It's okay, these big animals that they used to sell the hides from them. So if they did shechita to these animals, the blood would get all over the skin and it would be ruined. So they wanted to know, they asked the Taz, or the post Gador, they asked the Taz, could we just kill these animals? Instead of, because we're killing them for their hides anyway. That's why we want the animals. So are we allowed to kill them? So without doing shechita, we'll kill them in a very fast way. So alkein yeshlis topic im yochol Yisrael linchor hatayasha bishvil ze olo. If the purpose is to use the hides, so are they allowed to be nocher these big animals or not? And from the Taz's answer, you see that there is a two-part question. Number one, are they allowed to do that? Because the potential tsar balechayim, bal tashchis, whatever the issue might be, number one. Relating to, we discussed a few weeks ago, I think in this Masechta, the tshuva of the Nodeb Yehuda, whether hunting is permissible or not. The Nodeb Yehuda discussed, well, there are three issues that you have to talk about. Number one is bal tashchis, which he said there's no problem if they're all in the forest. Number two, tsar balechayim, there's no tsar balechayim if you kill the animal, only if you torture the animal. And number three, the issue was, there was a third issue that he discussed in part one of the tshuva, where she says it's all not a problem. Then in the part two of the tshuva, where he says it's a major problem. Exactly, it's not a Jewish thing to do. It's only Nimrod and Esav, with only two hunters in the Torah, and you know it's not something that a Jew should be involved in. Anyway, but that was so. I think we might have touched on that in the Baal Tashka Shir as well. But anyways, it says the Taz nearly to Heter Gamruhu. I think it's mutter on both counts. So, oh, I only mentioned issue one. Issue one was, is there an issue about tashkis? So says the Taz, no. De'i nechesh lebal tashkis u'keder shekasafti b'sof simin kodem lazeh b'shem atosfis d'lo yashkim mayim galuyim afilu b'he b'tzmeya. If you have mayim galuyim, water that was left over that you're not allowed to drink because a snake might have deposited his venom into it, you can't even give that to your animal. Because it's tzar balechayim. So, is there tzar balechayim here? Says the Tazeno, no. Daha yeshlo hanah mizeh. V'ein kan bal tashchis. K'mosha kasav b'smag lavet simin reish chavtes. Shekol sheyeshlo hanah meruba me'ashchasa ein kan iser bal tashchis. As we discussed back in the Ian Shir related to bal tashchis. Number one, there's no bal tashchis. Number two, the other issue was, is this considered doing business with non-kosher animals? That's why it's in this simin. Because after all, it's a kosher animal that they are killing. So are they allowed to do business? V'chein isa b'tosfis da'avodas kachavim dibur masal. Okay, Iker, he quotes a pasuk from a tosfis from the first parak in the Avodah Zarah. But then he quotes, v'hachanami matzinu parak ha-shochet. Daf chavches chulin, right here. Ha-shochet v'tzorach l'dam nocher ba'akim b'varish la'az b'chayim v'tzorach l'dam l'tzvoa bo tzemer. So what does it sound like from our Gemara? It doesn't sound like there's no other problem here. Except, what about Kisi Adab getting out of the problem of Kisi Adab? So it doesn't sound like from here, you're killing the animal, you're doing nochah to the animal to get out the blood. Right? So it sounds like you're allowed to do that. And if you want to say because of that second answer, God came Eno Shayach Khan, Kiva de Beheter Osino, son of Vela, Havile Acher Kakilun is Damnalon Avela Badov Peso. The Mishnah there in Trias is Machalik, between if you actually try to get the non-kosher animals, there is a problem to do business with them, versus, let's say you're a trapper, and you trap kosher animals, and once in a while you happen to get a non-kosher animal in your net. You're allowed to do business with that, because that's nizdamna. You are machavi to get that animal. So here too says the Taz, the Chiddush is, this is considered nizdamna. Even though you caused it to become an avela, still it's considered nizdamna. Kivat shehu osa tchila beheter, b'shvil hanah shelo, since you are doing it leheter, ein achar kach shum iser, t'lo asru chachamim ela mechavein, la'asos meikar be'iser. Go latsud minim t'meim, only if you originally try to capture non-kosher animals. Masha'en ken kan, unlike here, where you don't have a problem. He calls that hischol beheter. He compares that to the cases in Brachis about davening mincha, hischol beheter. So therefore, that's the important taz, kuf yud zayin, os dal. If you look at the Shach here, the Shach quotes the Maseis Binyamin. The Shach overlap with the Taz a little bit, but he many times argued with him. So here, the Shach himself has Ha'aris and Hasagas on the Taz, the Nekudas HaKesef. Here he doesn't have any Nekudas HaKesef, here he just has it in the Shach. He discusses this case and he argues. The Kos Demasis Binyamin, the Asur Linchar, they obviously have the Taz sitting in front of them. And the Bach also, the son-in-law of he who shall remain nameless, right? The son-in-law of the Taz also argues, so it's machlokes aposkim. Whether this is, I think they all say agree for the first point. You're allowed to kill them to get the hides. But to do business with them afterwards, with the meat, with an avela, so that is the machlokes between the Taz and the Shach right here in Kuf Yud Zayin. Okay, we continue. Two dots. Says the Gemara Tashma, going weiter, continuing, we're in the sugya of Ein Shchita Lo'of Ben HaTorah. Meaning, if it's only a mitzvah derabanan. Tashma, the issue of eating basar and basar oaf b'chalav is for sure derabanan. But this is not talking about that. Maybe it can be connected, but you don't have to say it. You can say there's a mitzvah of shchita oaf b'daraisa and still say the isser of basar oaf b'chalav is derabanan. The two different separate things. Losvasho gedi b'chalev imo. Gedi is beef. Gedi is not basar oaf. Okay. Tashma Malak Bisakin. This was a Mishnah Mesechta Zvachim that we had way back. Malak Bisakin. Let's say I did Malika with a Sakin. That's not what's supposed to happen. I'm supposed to do Malika with my fingernail, if I'm a Kohen. Let's say I did Malika with a knife. So that's I did it improperly. So says the Mishnah, Mitame Begadim Abes Abliya. That's like it's Nevela. Nevela, we know that a kosher bird does not create a regular Nevela. Like usually Nevela is Mitame Begadim Abes Abliya. If I lift it or touch it. A kosher bird is Mitame Begadim Abes Abliya. It's Mitame me as I eat it. The only Tumah of its kind. Right, we discussed in the past of Yosef Engel, who discusses the lumdus behind that. Is that at root a tumas nigia? Tumas maga, but just the maga? It has to be the inside of your mouth. It's a fancy tumas maga. What do I say? No. It's a special, unique type of tumma. It's not tumas maga. If it's tumas maga, she may be able to touch you anywhere on your body. But it's a tumas besablia. And you never have a parallel or a model like this anywhere else. So that's what the Mishnah says. If you did Malika with a knife, so then it's a nevela. It's like nothing happened. It's like no shchita happened. So vi'i amrit ein shchita lo'open haTorah. But if we say shchita lo'open is only drabanan, is that daraisa? So be daraisa, you didn't have to do any of it. Nehina midachi taver le shidra umafrekas. Havi le trefa, fine. Right when we do, we learned this in the Mishnah, the first parak. Malika is done from the back of the neck, the opposite. First you break the shidra and the mafrekas. So it's fine. Once that occurs, it becomes a trefa. Right, it has a big problem with it. So teheni la sakin latarmi de nevela. But at least the cutting of the simanim after that should make it not a nevela. So fine, you might say you can't eat it, but at least if shchita is only derabanan, you should say the act that was done at least prevents tumah from kicking in. So the Gemara answers, hu da'abar ki aitana. You're right, that Mishnah must hold shchita sof is b'daraisa. But the shita of Reb Yuslap ben Pinchas must hold like the following Tana, because the following Tana holds as Oshkita Daraisa. Hu damar ki aitana, ditanya, Reb Lazar akapar beribi omer, Reb Lazar akapar beribi. What's beribi? Rashi says, the great one, the Godel Ador, beribi, Godel Bedora. So Rabbi Lazar Akapar says, Ma tamalomar ach kasher ye achalet tzviv eso ayal. Right, just like you eat the deer and the ayal, so too you'll eat this, meaning just like you eat chayas, you'll eat this. Where we discussed these psukim back in the first parak also, when we had the machlokas tanoim about what they did in the midbar, what type of animals they ate. V'chimala manu mitzviva ayol me'ata, what's the mitzviva ayol? So what do we learn? That we're having a heter, that you're allowed to eat things just like you're allowed to eat the svi and the ayol. Me'ata harizeba l'olame v'nim salamid. We compare things that it's coming to teach us, and it's coming out that it is something, we learn something to it as well. Makish sviva ayol p'suliyah magdash, and the context is a carbon that became pasul. We compare Svi and Ayo to Psuli Magdashim, an animal that gets a mum. Ma Psuli HaMagdashim B'Shchita. Just like Psuli HaMagdashim requires Shchita. Av Tzvi V'Ayo B'Shchita. So too Chayos requires Shchita. The Oaf Ein Lo Shchita Midevrei Torah Ela Midevrei Sofrim. And Oaf only requires Shchita Midrabanan. So we see it's a Tana. It's a Tana that requires, that says that Shchita's Oaf is only Dirabanan. So it's a Machlokas Tanoim. Says the Gemara, Man Tanik the Polyglot Rabazar Kapar. So who is the Tana that argues? So now we have a Tana that says Beferish that there is no Shchitas Of Midaraisa. Who is the Tana that argues on him? On Rabazar Kapar. So the Gemara answers Rebbe he. It's the Shita of Rebbe. What does Rebbe say? Detanya. Rebbe Omer, Vizavakta Kasher Tzivisicha. You shall shecht as I commanded you. What does as I commanded you mean? Right, so there's no pasuk in the Torah earlier that says that talks about discussions of shchita. So what does kasher tzivisicha mean? Milamed, it teaches me that Moshe Rabbeinu got a mesora about it. Got a mesora about it. You see on the let's read the Gemara first. Milamed should estave Moshe alaveshid velakane v'al rov echad bauf al rov shnayim bebehema. As we learned yesterday in the Mishnah, that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded about the veshed and the kana, the two pipes, and shechting rove of one by a bird and rove of two by a behema. Right? That's the so it was the Mesorah. Moshe Rabbeinu got the Mesorah. You see on the side, it quotes the Mesorah Sashas. It quotes Rashi in on this pasuk. V'zavakta kasher sivizicha lamanu sheisivui bezvicha heich yishchot vein hilcha shchita shenemer l'Moshe b'Sinai. That's Rashi on the side. Right? It's Rashi quoted on Chumash. Rashi has that Mesorah. So again, kasher sivizicha. This relates back to the sugya that we discussed back on that base, and that is whether there is a mitzvah de'oraisa of shchita. Right, there's definitely a concept d'oraisa of shchita. The question is whether there is a mitzvah d'oraisa of shchita. So that is a machlokas rishonim, as we have mentioned, machlokas in the Rambam and the Raavad. The Rambam says clearly that there is a mitzvah of shchita in Sefer HaMitzvahs Kuf Mem Vav, which maybe I'll read in the summary shir of the first parak, but also the beginning of Hilchos Shchita. Beginning of Hilchos Shchita, the Rambam says there are five mitzvahs that he's going to discuss in Hilchos Shchita. The first mitzvah, lishchot v'achar kach yochal. That's the mitzvah. It's interesting that he adds v'achar kach yochal. Is it the mitzvah lishchot? So maybe the Rambam is even hinting to the Raavad's problem and incorporating it into the mitzvah. The Raavad in the Hakdamah to Mishnah Torah, the Minyan HaKatzar, the Rambam has the big list of Minyan HaMitzvahs, and then he has a short one line for each mitzvah list right at the beginning of Mishnah Torah. So the Rambam there quotes this mitzvah, and that's where the Raavad has a sagas. The Raavad does not have a sagas on Sefer HaMitzvahs, the big one. The Ramban does. The Raavad has a sagas on Minyan HaKatzar. So there the Raavad argues and says, Shechita is not a mitzvah. If you don't want to eat meat, you don't have to do Shechita. So the Rambam knows that, it sounds like. The Rambam knows that it is a matir. The Rambam is telling you that you count matirs for mitzvahs. Chalitza also might be a matir, and yet you count it as a mitzvah. So the Rambam here formulates the mitzvah as lishchot v'achar kach yochal. The heter is formulated in the mitzvah. And then the Rambam says in the halachas, mitzvahs asei sheyishcho mishayirtza lecho, basar behem achayi va'ov, v'achar kach yochal. Again he says it. What does he need to say that for? The answer is part of the definition of the mitzvah is the heter. Shenemar mizavachta mibekarcha o mitzoncha. Okay, there's a problem why the Rambam quotes that pasuk. That's not the pasuk that's quoted in our Gemara. The Kesef Mishnah here wonders about it. But that's the Rambam. If you look also on the first page in Yeridea, the Yad Avraham on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch also points out this machlokas Rambam Raavad, and he discusses the lumdus behind it. First page of Yeridea, Hakol Shochta Lechatchila. Go through Hukichecht, which hopefully we'll review later. But on the bottom of the page, the Yad Avraham says, quotes the Rambam, and then he quotes the Raavad, and he quotes the Ladasa Rambam, Tiretz HaKesef Mishnah, to become Makam, who asa, Lamisha Yirtzalecho, Basa Shiyishchoda Ba'asavosh Acha Yishcholo. So what that it is a mitzvah that you don't have to do? It's situational. That's still called a mitzvah. We have many situational mitzvahs. Netilas Yadayim. Before bread. You don't want to eat bread, so you don't have to do Netilas Yadayim. That's a mitzvah Drabanan. But there are mitzvahs that are only situational. Makke. If you have a house, you have to go out to try to buy a house, then you put up a makke. Put up a mezuzah. So again, the Yad Avraham says, the Rambam can still count that as a mitzvah. The Raavad might be bothered. There's no lashon of tzivui in the Torah. There's no lashon tzivui. Kasher tzivui sicha. It says, like I commanded you. But where is the command? So it's not here. Okay. That's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Raavad and those who discuss it. There's an interesting Tosfos here, right here, where the Gemara quoted, again, Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded on the Veshen and the Karna and the Rov Echad Ba'of, Rov Shtai Be'Behema. So Tosfos says, see Tosfos, Va'al Rov Echad, Yesh Befarshim, right, this is a Tosfos, this is not a late Achron. Didorish Be'Gematria, Ka'asher Tzivisicha, Ka'asher stands for, the Aleph is Echad Ba'of, the Shin is Shnayim Be'Behema, and the Reish is Rov. That's kasher. Kasher tzivisicha, like I commanded you, kasher, like the following. Aleph shin resh. Aleph is echad ba'ov, shnayim be'behema, resh do the rove of either of those. Rove shalacha gavo, rove shalacha ba'ov, rove shnayim be'behema. And that's not all, says Tosfos. And then Tosfos says, if you read kasher backwards, rubo shel echad kamohu. Right, if you switch around the letters. Right, kasher, have a rubo shel echad kamohu, exactly backwards. Right, that's Tosfos. Tosfos does it only. Tosfos calls... You don't see that every day, and Tosfos calls that gematria. Not really gematria, it's Rashi Tevis. Maybe Tosfos has a larger definition of what gematria is. Measured in the past, two halachas. There are two halachas at Shas that we know of, maybe there's more. Two halachas where a halacha is learned out from a gematria. Right, one of them is by Nazir. Right, how do you know Stam Nazir is a Shloshim Yom? Right, Stam Nazir is a Shloshim Yom, you learn that from Yihyeh. Kadoshi Yeh, the hair should be Yeh, Yeh is Gematria 30, that's the minimum amount of days for a Nazir. We also had earlier the context that we had it back in the end of Menachos about how much is a Lug. How much is a Lug? We discussed there's a Gematria there, how much do you learn about there's a Gematria of Yud Beis. Yud Beis is the Gematria of 12, one of the words, but it talks about Revi'a Sahin. Okay, Viter. Says the Gemara, Echad Ba'of, Itmar. Now we have a machlokas. The Mishnah said you have to shech the simen of the oaf, or robe simen, itmar. Rav Nachman amar oveshid okana. Rav Nachman says, well, we paskin. Either simen. either simen can be shechted. Rav Ada bar Ava Amar Veshev alo kana. Big Chiddush, Rav Ada says only the veshet, not the kana, only the veshet. Rav Nachman Chazonish points out that if you shech the kana first, that doesn't make it a treifa though. Even though you have to shech the veshet for shechita, the Chazonish says even Rav Ada bar Ava would agree that you're allowed to shech the kana first. That doesn't make it a treifa. Okay, Rav Nachman Amar O veshet o kana. Rav Nachman says either one. Why? Echad ptani. Echad kol dehu. Right, echad means anyone. Rav Ada bar Ava Amar veshet v'lo kana. Why? What does echad mean in the Mishnah? Miyuchad. Echad doesn't mean one, but it means the special one, the unique one. That's what echad here means in this context. Echad is the miyuchad. Rashi says, what does that mean? Rashi says, because by a veshet, even a tiny hole makes it a treifa. Mashenki, by a kan, it's got to be rov. That's how you'd see veshet is unique. Echad in other contexts also doesn't mean one. The most famous context where echad doesn't mean one is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So, if we think that means one as compared to two, then we're being kofrim. Or we're saying that we're putting, we just don't understand Shema correctly. Echad doesn't mean one, because it doesn't mean that Hashem is one. Hashem means, it can mean that He is all parts of Him. The Rambam says this in Yisod HaTorah, that His Chachma and His this and His that are all part of Him, and we don't understand what that means. It's not like a human who has certain wisdom, and I can know it today and I can forget it tomorrow. That means it's not part of me. Kodesh Baruch Hu's wisdom is part of who He is, and that means He's one. But also, Rav Soloveitchik said in a number of contexts that Echad could also mean unique. Echad doesn't only mean one, but it means miyuchad, like this Gemara says. And if you look at the Svarno on Shema, in Parshas Vayeschanan, Echad doesn't mean one in a quantitative numerical sense. The Echad, ubiyoso nosein hamitzius, achra fisus muchlad. Since Hashem creates creation every second, machadish b'chol yom tamid, his ba'er she'ein nimsa zulaso mimin mitziuso. There's no existence like his. V'shehu nivdal b'min mimitzius olam hanifsadim. He is a different quality type of creation from all other creations which eventually wither over time. Umi mitzius olam ha-galgalim, even of the constellations. Umi mitzius olam ha-malachim, and he's different than the angels. Ba'ofan shehu yachid ba'olamo ha-revi'i. Right, he is in the fourth qualitative world. You have the Olam HaNifsadim, that's us. Then you have the Galgalim, then you have the Malachim, and then you have God. That's the Olam HaRavi, that Sparta calls it. And that's the Echad also. When we're supposed to say the Dalis quickly, not Dalid, Dalis, the letter as we've said in the past. So we're supposed to say, think about, besides the four directions, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the fourth realm of existence, right? Beyond the people and Galgalim, the physical constellations, and the Malach, and then it comes to God. Ubos, I think he talks about what he's supposed to think about. Ayin, just open your eyes and realize this, and that's why he's supposed to be Ma'arich Badalas, Shiel Chavi Mazeh. So that's our Hashkafa of the day, the Svarno on Shema, that talks about Echad meaning Miyuchad, like it says right here, Echad according to Rav Ada bar Ava. Okay, Simon. Shachad hachat sa'in gargeres pegibat chadasov. So we're going to talk about this machlokas about whether it's either Simon or dafka the veshet. Meisvei. Shachad as the veshet vachagagrish padar gargeres. We have this already. If somebody shechs the veshet, and then before he gets to do the gargeres, it detaches. Right? Hagrama. Right? Hagrama happens after he does shechit on the veshet. Kishera. It is still kosher. Nishmata hagargeres, that treifa didn't happen until afterwards. Nishmata hagargeres ve'akach shachad as a veshet, but the opposite. If first the gargeres came out and then you shachad the veshet, psula, that's puzzle, because it was a treifa when you did shchita. So shachad as a veshet, but if it's gargeres shvuta, what if you're not sure? What if you shachad the veshet, and that you cut the veshet, and then you find the gargeres loose, so you don't know when it happened? You don't know when it happened. That was what happened. And they posseled it. Because it's Savi Daraisa. They posseled. So ask the Gemara now, why did that case of the Tosefta only give the example of you did the Veshet and you found the Gargeres loose? What about the opposite case? Vilu Shchita Begargeres Loktani. It doesn't, the Gargeres is the Kana. Right, if you shechted the gargeres, it doesn't say, and you find the other one loose. Why does it give that example? Is it just giving an example, or is it miduyak because you cannot do shechita on the kana? So the Gemara says, no, Mishum de Gargaris, Avita de Lashabute. That one always gets looser. So that's why it's no Raya to Rav Ada, because that one just Stam always gets looser. It's more common. Fine. Tashma, says the Tosefta. Shachat, Shnei Chatzoi Simanim Ba'of, Tzula. What if I shechted exactly half of each simon in the oaf? No good. Right? If you could do rove of one simon, you can't do half of each psula. Vein sarach lomar bebeema. It's surely in an animal. Two halves don't make anything. Rabbi Yehuda omer ba'of achi ishchod es ha-veshev es ha-vridin. And Rabbi Yehuda, which we had in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to shech the veshet and the vridim. We'll see why he requires these extra arteries in the neck. Rabbi Yehuda says have to be shechted as well. But you see from there that Rabbi Yehuda seems to be only adding the vridin. That's what he's arguing God. But then he says you have to shech the veshet. So Gemara said, no, Mishud the veshet, samach levridin. It just says veshet because it's close to the vridin. But really, even he would say that you could do either one. Tashma, let's try again. The Tosefta says, Shachar chati gargeres, v'shaha kidei shchita acheres, v'gamar shchita sogshera. If you shechted half the gargeres and then you waited, you did shahia. Enough time to do another shchita and you finish the shchita. Then the shchita is kosher. But one second, right? Why is that not a problem of shahia? Right? Didn't you start? So my lav be'of. Umay gamra gamra lagager. Does that mean because half you didn't really start anything yet, so it's not called a shchita yet? Rashi says, Bishop dechati gager is lav haschala shchita hi. Why? Because even if you come to a bird and it already is half cut, it's still not a problem. You can shech that it's not a trefa. So you see, that's not considered anything yet. So when it says here, if you have half and then you finish the shchita, doesn't that mean just you did have half the gageras, you finished the gageras? And therefore it would be a raya against Rav Ada, because you see you're allowed to shech the gargaris, you don't have to shech the veshet. Lo, bebehema. No, maybe the context is behema, and it means you did both. You finished this one, and you did the other one too. So again, no raya to Rav Ada about shechting a bird. Tashma. Another try. Hare shahaya chati kane pagum, v'hosev alav kalshu. Similar to the case that we were just talking about. You have a half of a kane is pagum. It's exactly half trefa, but it's not called a trefa. It has a hole in half of the kana. Half of the veshet, we said before, that's a problem. Even a minuscule hole in the veshet. But in the kana, even if it's half hole, it's not a problem. And then you did a drop more, v'gamro, shchita sakshera. It's a kosher shchita. What's the pashas of that? My love, ba'of. Uma gamru gamru lakana. The pashas is you just went a little further in the kana. And therefore, again, it's a kasha nirvada, because you see, you can shech the kana. Lo, bebehema. No, we're talking about behema. You finish this one, and you do the other one. Umay gamr, gamr leveshet. You finish the kana, and you did the veshet. So again, no raya in our case, either way. Tashma, next try. Ketzad Malkin, how do you do Malika? We had this discussion before when we spoke about, remember the difference between Havdalah of Chatos and Chatos of Olas of Chatos of, you're not allowed to do Havdalah, Olas of, you have to do Havdalah. So Ketzad Malkin, Chatos of, how do you do Malika to the Chatos of? Chotech Shidra Uma Frekes below Rov Basar, Achamagil of Eshid Elkana. You cut the Shidra and the Mafrekes without cutting Rov Basar. Remember, because we said before that if it's Rov Basar, so then it's already a trefa. So you cut the Shidra and the Mafrekes without cutting Rov Basar, and then Egil of Eshid Elkana, Chotech Simenecha, Rov Basar, and then you cut one Simen, and then with the Rov Basar Imo. And that's what we described, how Malik is not so easy. Because you have to cut, you have to cut a little bit, get into one simen, then pull it out, and then cut, do rope buster only after you cut one simen. And you have to do it all with one hand. That's why Malik is one of the most difficult avodos. Uba ola shnaim or rov shnaim, and ola is either two or rov two. As we discussed, therefore you see beferish. It says you could cut the veshet or the kana, and we're talking about birds. We're talking about Malika. So the Gemara says, tiyufta ravada varava tiyufta, we knock him out. Because he says you have to do the veshet, and here this source says beferish that it could even be the kana. So Gemara says, by havi Allah. So what's the halacha? Gemara says, what do you mean what's the halacha? By havi Allah, kidakamer, we just knocked him out. What do you mean what's the halacha? So Gemara says, no, dilma shiny hasam, dika shidru mafrekes. What did we just bring a raya from? Malika. Malika maybe is different. There we say any simon is okay. Why? Because you already broke the spinal cord. You already broke the shidra and the mafrekes. So maybe there, Rav Ada would agree that just a little more cut is going to kill this animal. And that's why he would allow the kana there. But maybe by a regular shchita, you wouldn't say that. Maybe by a regular shchita, you would have to do that. That's where he says you have to do the veshet. My, so what's the halacha by a regular shchita? The Rashba says here, the Ran says, the tiyufta was only on the malika part of Rav Ada, but not on the shchita part of avada. So, what do we say? Doma shani also dika shidur mafrekes. So my, what's the halacha? So Tashma, we have a story. Tahu, we try to bring it from sources, but now we bring a story. Tahu bar avza tahavi be rava. There was a duck that was in the house of Rava. Asa, it came. Kimamasmes kuwe dame. Its neck was stained with blood. Kama Rava hechi nevit. So the question is, what do you do here? You have this duck, you have to check the simanim. So what do you do? How do you check it? Hechi nevit. How do you do shchita? Rashi says, we're worried in Gubayel the treif in the simanim. So, nishchete v'hadr nivdake. Should we shecht it? And then check the simanim, dilma b'makom nafiv kashachet. There's blood all over. So maybe you got a hole, you're going to shecht it exactly where the hole is, and then you'll never know. You'll never know that it was a treifa. Nivdake v'hadr nishchete. Should we check it and then shecht? Should we check it and then check? That's also no good. Ha'amar Rabba, veshit ein lo bedika mi bachutz el mi bifnim. Rabba says you have to check the veshit on the outside, not on the inside. Why? Rashi explains that the outside has a red layer. So you can't check there anyway. The inside is a white layer. So you have to check on the inside. So, and once you do shchita, it's going to be too late. So I'm sorry. And if you try to check it before you do shchita, you're not going to be able to get there because you only have the outside, not the inside. So how do you check this duck? How do you check this duck that was brought to Rava that had blood all over its neck? So Amalei Rav Yosef Berei. So Rav Yosef, his son, chimed in. Nivdake lekana. Why don't you check the kana? V'nishchete lekana. And then check the kana, because you can check the kana on the outside. And then v'lichshir, and then it'll be kosher. And then v'hadar l'vchol l'veshav l'vtekei, and then check the veshav on the inside. Meaning what? That your shchitas kana is good enough. It says, b'feirish a story against Rav Ada. Right, that you can check the kana is already a shchita. See, that's the raya against Rav Ada. And that's why we pass in either one. But after the story, Rava, who his son had a great suggestion, Amar Rava, chachim Yosef bri b'treifis k'reb Yochanan. My son in the world of Treifus is like the God of Adar. It's like Rabbi Yochanan, the author of the Talmud Yerushalmi. Right, he's like Rabbi Yochanan, amazing, I'm so proud of him. Right, the Gemara says, Ein Adam Miskane Bibno Ubatalmido. Person is never jealous about his son or his student. Right, so here, he was just very excited that his son got there, had a great suggestion. Alma, Echa, Dekamar, Ohio, High. So you see from there, it's either or. Okay, that's the end of that section. One simin, either one. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Acha Yishchot. Rabbi Yehuda says, we had it in the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, that even though the Tanakhama says all you have to do is to shecht rubo shalachat kamohu, one rove of one simon is in the bird, rove of two simonim in the behema. Rav Yehuda says you also have to shecht the vridim. It's not exactly clear what the vridim are. We showed him discuss different types of arteries. I saw in one of the dictionary books that the vridim are either, some say it's the jugular, some say it's the carotid, whatever it is, one of the major arteries in the neck that are not the kan and the veshit, right? That's because those are not blood vessels, right? Those are food pipes and wind pipes. So if you don't write Yishcho, one of the major vessels in the neck. The question is, why does he require this? Why does Rabbi Yehuda require you to cut the vridin? And it's so important, by the way, if you remember, right? This line of Rabbi Yehuda is not famous from Maseches Chulin; it's famous from Maseches Brachas. Right, that the Rabbi, the end of it, one of the Tanoim at the end of his life said, you know, the Gemara in Brachas talks about a couple of the Dafim have this Tana said these three things to his students at the end of his life, and this one said these three things. So one of the Tanoim said, and make sure to shech the vridim. Right, so that line is made famous by the Gemara in Brachas, like we had earlier, right, from Mishnayis and Taurus and Zeroyim. Maybe the Tosas said that the Achronim said that Tosas would only quote it from a Gemara. Gemara in Sanhedrin and not from a Mishnah in Kalim. So here too, this line is famous from Brachas. Okay, Amar Rav Chisda. Lo Amar Rav Yehuda Ela Ba'of. Rav Yehuda only said you have to cut the vridim when it comes to birds. Hov Soleu Kulok Echad. Because you're going to roast it all at once, and therefore the blood will not all come out properly. So therefore, that's why he says you have to cut the vridim. Why? Because that is a way to ensure that the blood comes out. That's the shchita's vridim. It's not part of the definition of a maisa shchita. It's part of preventing blood, getting blood out. Avol behema kiva de menachsa ever lo tzarech. But by animals, non-birds, since you cut it up piece by piece, and then you burn it, right? So then the blood's going to come out anyway as you cut it piece by piece. So then one doesn't have to do the vridim. So again, that's the suggestion of Rav Chisda, that cutting the vridim, according to Rav Yehuda, is not part of the definition of the Maisa Shechita per se formally, but it's purely there as what we would call a siyag daraisa. Preventative. Rav Yehuda doesn't want you to have to be violate the issue of achilas dam, the issue that we discussed back in the Sefer HaChinuch also. Maybe we'll talk about that if there's more time. So therefore, he requires you to do this. Maybe that ultimately is part of Shechita, but not because fundamentally is part of the Maisa Shechita, but because the Torah wants to make sure that you don't violate this with achilas dam. So that's why the Torah requires you to do the cut the vridin. Again, this is an example of many other siyagim daraisa. So we haven't mentioned it in a while, but just to mention two or three, if you remember, right? The Kesef Mishnah says the iser of cooking basav achalav, iser daraisa. It is aser mishum the iser of achilas basav achalav. If you come to cook, you might come to eat it. They're both aser daraisa. The Ran says on the first page of Maseches Pesachim, the iser of vayir bayimatze is a siyag daraisa for the iser of achilas chametz. Many examples that we have of the Surab of Yichud, the Surab of Negiyah Derechiba, which could be Daraisa according to some Rishonim. So all of those are part of the Siyag, part of the concept of the Siyag Daraisa. So says the Gemara, Lameimra, is that to teach me the type of Rabbi Yehuda Bishab Damu? The reason for Rabbi Yehuda is purely because of blood? To get the blood out? But it's not. But doesn't the Mishnah say, Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Ache Yishchot as a vridin? It says until you do Shechita to the vridin. Meaning, it doesn't say until you just make a hole in the vridin, which would serve the same purpose. It says Yishchot, which means it's part of the Maisa Shechita formally. So the Gemara says, okay, switch the Girsa. Ema Ache Yinkov as a vridin, or Yenakiv as a vridin. Until you make a hole in the vridin, meaning it's not part of the Maisa Shechita. It just means you got to do that at the moment of Shechita. That's why he says Yishchot. Yishchot means make a hole as you shecht. We'll see why soon, why it has to be at that moment. Tashma, again, let's try to prove it. Vridin b'shechita de Rabbi Yehuda. Again, Rabbi Yehuda says vridin b'shechita. Right, that lashon of shechita makes it sound like it's part of the Maisa Shechita. Ema vridin tzarklin nakva b'shas shechita de Rabbi Yehuda. Now, again, change it. Tashma, amru lo Rabbi Yehuda. They said Rabbi Yehuda may acher shalom huskru vridin el lo to me and dan. The chacham said Rabbi Yehuda, since vridin are only mentioned because you want to use cut them to get the blood out, mali b'shechita, mali shalom b'shechita. What difference does it make when you cut the vridin? Even after the shechita. But what does it sound like from there? Mashma, michlal, Rabbi Yehuda suffer b'shechita. The Mashma from the other Yehuda says it has to be part of the Maisa Shechita. Because you see that from how they argue with him. So the Gemara says, no, Hachi Kamile. They said to him as follows, Mali Linakvan Bishashchita, Mali Linakvan Shalom Bishashchita. No, maybe he also agrees that it's not part of the Maisa Shechita. But the issue is, they say here, who cares when it's done? Why can't you even make a hole in it after the Maisa Shechita? Vehu Savar, and he would answer, no. Bishash Shechita Asidam Dechayim. If you cut the vridin at the moment of the Shechita, that's where the blood is warm, and therefore it's going to come out warm. Shalom Bishash Shechita Lo Asidam Dechayim. It's not as warm, it's cool. Period. Remember we had earlier in the Masechta? It's possible that the Savar Beis HaShechita is considered, is Mavashel. And we said, what do you mean Mavashel? What do you mean Mavashel? It's not Yasser Lenesbo. Right, so we said no. Maybe it means in the context of affecting, you know, having a halachic effect. It's like Bishel. It is a certain level of warmth. Obviously, it's not as well, lettuce, but it's warm enough in order to create absorbing of taste. Right, Boleya, that's what we mentioned then from the Rashba earlier in the Masechta. By the way, the Shulchan Aruch discusses the Zibit Chafei that we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, at least on a Lachatchila level. Right, the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Chav Beis, you think, oh, it's just Rabbi Yehuda, but it's Simen Chav Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says, Ba'ov, the title of the Simen, Be'ezim in Sarach Lishchot Avridin. So the Vridin are there. Ba'ov Sarach Lishchot Avridin, by a bird. We'll see that in a minute. Ola Nolanakvam. We'll see that. That's what Rabbi Chizkiah just said. He says it by a bird. B'shashu Mefarchei Shadayin Adam Cham Kedei Sheyetzei V'lo Yiskara B'socho V'im Lo Asaket. If you didn't do that, then you can't roast it whole. You just got to get the. You got to figure out another way to get the blood out. But by an animal, continues the Shulchan Aruch, one, Habehema ain't Sarach Linkov Avridin, Bishash Shchita. Bibnesh ain't Derek Litzlosa Shlema. Avalam Rosa Litzlosa Shlema, Sarach Linkov Rideha, Bishash Shchita. Vimonakvam Asal Litzlosa Lavasha Shlema. Basically, cutting the Vridin, we paskin, is a way to help getting out of the blood. That's why the Rishonim already also paskin by certain parts of the animal that have a lot of blood in it. For example, the liver. You have to do other types of preparations in order to get the blood out, because there it's known there's a lot of blood in there. So therefore, this is also part of that world, trying to get the blood out. Fine. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, right in the middle. V'ridin l'Rabbi Yehuda, shaha bahen daras bahen mahu. Wow. Lumdish question. And that is, we just said, oh, it's not really part of the Maisa Shchita, you should just do it b'sha Shchita, because it gets the blood out properly. So, do P'sulei Shchita apply during that time? During the Vridin? Mahu. So, do P'sulei Shchita apply? So, Amar Le'ahu Saba, Hachi Amar Reb Elazar, V'yamri La Amar Le'ahu Saba L'Reb Elazar. Either Hahu Saba said in the name of Reb Elazar, or Hahu Saba said to Reb Elazar. Hachi Amar Reb Yochanan, Menachvin Bakotz V'Heng Sheirin. Right, you could just cut it with the coats, and it is kosher. Meaning, according to Reb Elazar, as if to say that it is not part of the Maisa Shchita. Just cut it b'coats, menachva b'coats, meaning that's drasa. And therefore, the psulim do not apply. Tani kavasi to Rav Chizda, for Rav Chizda, a writer of Chizda also, shachat shnei chasoi siman and b'of pasal. If you cut two halves of an oaf, it's pasal. Vein tzarach lomer b'behema. And surely b'behema, that would be a problem. B'yuda omer b'of. So as we quoted before, Reb Yehuda's Shita, Reb Chizda says, is only ba'of. Period. Finishing up, last section. Chatzi echad ba'of v'chulu itmar. So what did the Mishnah say? You're not going to do half. You got to do rov. Itmar. Rav omar. What if you do exactly half? Exactly half. Itmar. Rav omar mechza al mechza karov. Rav says, half is like a rov and therefore it's good enough. Rav kahana omar mechza al mechza ain't a karov. Nope. Rav Amar Mechza Mechza Karov. Why does Rav say exactly half of a siman is good enough? And therefore, when it says half is a problem, it means just less. Why is that kosher? Hachi Amar Le Rachmana. Because this is basically what the Torah said. Lo Moshe. Lo Tishaya Ruba. What did Hashem tell Moshe by Shchita? Don't leave over a majority. Meaning, you have to cut a majority, don't leave over a majority, but even half is good enough. Rav Kahana Amar Mechza Mechza Eina Karov. Rav Kahana says, no, half and half is not like Rov. Hachi Amar Le, Rachmana Le Moshe, Shchot Ruba. What does he say to Moshe? You have to shecht most. Not, don't leave over most, you have to shecht most. And therefore it's a positive that it has to be, most of it has to be shechted. The Chavos Yair, we mentioned in the Simi Kuf Sadek Beis, has come up various times in the past, brings many proofs to the Rambam, against the Rambam. The Rambam says that there's never a machlokas about a halacha Le Moshe Misinai. That's the Rambam Shita. And the Chavos Yair says, there are about 35 cases where there is a machlokas. This is one of them. Right here. Right, we know that Tilcha Shchita or Halacha Moshe Misinai. Right, we've said that in the past. And here there's a machlokas about what exactly Shchita is supposed to be. Mostly rove or just don't leave over a rove. That is a problem. So the Gemara says, let's just do one raya and then we'll get to the next raya tomorrow. Tanan. The Mishnah at the beginning of the parak said, one half by a bird and one half by an animal is a problem. If you say it's like a rove, so what do you mean? If you do exactly half, it should be kosher. So how can the Mishnah say a problem? Midrabbana, half might be good enough, but midrabbana, we're going to passel it because you're going to do exactly half. You're probably going to, a good chance that you might do less than half, and therefore we're not going to allow you to do it. Okay, well, we'll stop here because tomorrow we're going to get into the sugya of Efshel Letzamtzem or Efshel Letzamtzem, and we're going to start with that B'ezras Hashem tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody should have a good day.